If confirmed, General Hayden will face some stiff challenges at the Central Intelligence Agency. Morale is low, the staff is in flux, and the reorganization of the entire intelligence community under John Negroponte could threaten CIA's traditional domains. Jeffrey Smith is a former general counsel of Central Intelligence. He joins us in the studio to talk about what might change within CIA. Welcome.
It's good to be here.
Could you give us a sense of what kind of agency the next director takes on? How depleted are the ranks, the talent, the resources? What do you think?
One of the good news stories is that he will have as his principal deputy Steve Kappas, a highly regarded clandestine officer who is returning. He will also have a large number of new recruits who have come into the agency with a great deal of enthusiasm. The agency has expanded its overseas presence under Porter Goss in response to a request from the president. But he also faces significant problems of low morale. In his hearing this week, he spoke about the relative lack of experience among the analysts. And he also talked about the relationship between the CIA and the Department of Defense. So there are a great many issues he faces.
Now, as I understand it, CIA is organized into four directorates. Could you help us understand how they've traditionally worked and how they might change with all of this restructuring that's going on in the intelligence community?
The four directorates are the Directorate of Administration, which provides administrative support.
And presumably wouldn't change.
Would not change. The Directorate of Operations, which in which the clandestine service is housed. Those are the people who are the overseas spies and do the covert operations. The third directorate is the Directorate of Intelligence that produces intelligence reports and in the past was responsible for producing the president's daily brief. And that function at the moment has been moved up to be done by Ambassador Negroponte's staff in the Office of the Director of National Intelligence.
The directorate, yeah.
And the fourth directorate is the Directorate of Science and Technology.
If the intelligence directorate is not necessarily providing the president's daily briefing, does its role change in other ways?
It might. And keep in mind that the Directorate of Intelligence does a great deal more than just produce the daily report to the president. It produces reports on all manner of things that are of interest to virtually every agency of government. But if the president's daily brief is separated from the rest of the intelligence directorate, it's lost its crown jewel. And my own view is that that ought to stay at the CIA because it's imperative that we have an independent intelligence analytical center that is not tied to any particular agency or department which has a policy interest. For example, if the intelligence analysts were part of the Department of Defense, they would be under enormous pressure to produce intelligence that supported the particular policy of the Secretary of Defense of the day. So it's imperative that we have a premier, world-class analytical center that is independent of any other part of government so that they can speak truth to power. And that's so much easier if the political leadership understand the importance of having independent advice, even when it is advice they don't want to hear.
What about congressional oversight of CIA? This is one of the things that members of Congress have talked about a great deal particularly since the Iraq War started.
It has been a concern of many members of Congress, but I also think too frequently this administration has been reluctant to really bring Congress into the oversight process, as we've seen most recently in these disclosures about the supposed NSA program.
Jeffrey Smith is an attorney and former general counsel of the Central Intelligence Agency. Thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome.